Hey guys, welcome to the Comeback Game. Today I'm very excited because I've actually got one of my good friends and mentors, Ben Simkin, here, who is the founder of both BusinessNet and The Mastermind, and investor, and has also generated over 2 billion in sales for his clients through Facebook ads alone. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Brad. It's good to be here.
Thank you. So, mate, the Comeback Game is all around, you know, understanding people's journeys and how they've overcome adversity or how they've overcome a challenge to, you know, achieve great things in life. So tell me, Phew, you weren't always an avid marketer and phenomenal copywriter.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, how was life for you before you started your marketing agency?
Yeah, well, what happened was I had another company that I started when I was 20 years old that I've since sold. But when I was 20 years old, I went out on my own writing computer software and doing, you know, IT services. And I grew that company to 8 staff. And it was eventually quite successful, but for the longest time it wasn't. Because I had to learn how to do marketing because I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know any business owners. My family wasn't entrepreneurial. I didn't know anyone who had their own business. And so that world was completely foreign to me.
Right.
But when remember very clearly the first week that I was in business, I was like, well, I don't know anything about this business and how to get clients, but I need to learn this because if I can figure out how to master that and how to do sales and marketing, then, you know, that's probably going to solve a lot of my challenges. I instinctively knew that if I knew how to get clients whenever I wanted them, then that would solve a hell of a lot of issues, right? And so what happened, if I go back to what happened, is how I got into computers in the first place is when I was 13 years old, I got my first computer from my parents. And I was so intrigued about this thing. And so I went down to the library and I got every textbook I could get my hands on. This is pre-internet days. Every textbook I could get my hands on computers and computer software. And within 6 months, I had taught myself how to write computer software. And by the time I was 16, I knew 5 different computing programming languages.
Wow.
I knew Linux operating system and a lot of other things that I was really interested in. And by the time I got to year 10, I looked at the curriculum for the senior years. I looked at the curriculum for university, and I had already taught myself everything from that point onwards in computer science.
Wow.
So I was like thinking to myself, you know, I don't think that going to year 11 and 12 in university is gonna actually benefit me. I can actually just quit school now and work in the computer industry, which is what happened.
Yeah.
So I quit school, I didn't finish school, and I was working in the IT industry for many years before I was 20 years old. You know, we did some pretty cool stuff. I was one of the first people to hook up satellite internet in Australia.
Wow.
And some crazy things like that. So we had fun times.
And so there's a point where, sorry.
So the point of that story is that I said to myself, well, if I learn how to do computers by reading books, then I'm going to learn how to do business and marketing by reading books.
Yeah.
And I just read every book that I could get my hands on. And that's when I discovered people like Jay Abraham for the first time through books.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was one of my early impact mentors that, you know, just applying it and really just having the faith to do it. Because I think that a lot of people will read a book and they may not have enough confidence and faith to go and do the work. You know, later on when I was working with Jay one-on-one, he'd be like, go out there and close this $1 million deal, and be like, oh, just go and do it. And then people would ask, well, how did you do that? And I said, well, I just did it. And so a lot of people don't have that. And I think that comes from my earlier experiences. All I did was read a textbook to learn a computer programming language, and it actually worked, and I was writing software and video games. And so having that background, then in marketing, well, if you read, you know, 3 ways to grow a business, okay, just go and do that. Or how to create an irresistible offer, just apply that. And then obviously your experiences then in success will then, you know, give you more validation about what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
So that's how I got really started in marketing and interested in marketing. But I had no interest in running an agency at that point. I was just growing my company.
Yeah.
So I didn't start my agency till after I sold my IT business.
Yeah, and what was quite a natural transition to move from the past IT business into marketing, based on, I suppose, the desire or the enthusiasm you had to learn more about marketing a business?
Yeah, I mean, definitely my curiosity is one of the keys to my success for sure. Like, yeah, just being absolutely relentless in pursuit of knowledge.
Yeah.
And just learning new things.
Yeah.
I'll read a lot of books, I'll do a lot of research and things like that. I'll actually write a lot of research as well. Mm. So I just like doing that, and I think that really helps. But yeah, how I got started in the ad agency was, I had a client from my IT firm, and he calls me to his house and he says, this internet stuff's really going off. There's people getting websites, and I think that we should get a website too. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I had no idea how to make a website at that point, like design and that kind of stuff. And I didn't know much about email marketing or internet marketing either.
Yeah.
I knew about the old way of doing marketing, which is like pre-internet. That's how I grew my first company, using the old school methods.
Yeah.
And so my idea was to say, yeah, I'll do the job so I can find somebody to do it for me, and I'll just tack on some margin.
Yeah.
So I found this guy, he quoted me, and I went back to the client, and I said, it's going to be, to do all this work, it was like the website, email marketing, all these kinds of things, and I said, it's going to be $20,000. And he goes, okay, let's do it. And then I get a call that afternoon from the guy who was going to JV with, and he said, I can't do the project anymore because I've got a job. I just decided to go back and work for the government. And so I didn't have anyone to do the job, but I've already agreed to do it.
Oh, wow.
And obviously the money was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I've got to figure this out for myself. So again, I mean, when I wanted to learn about marketing and websites, went back, bought books, figured it out.
Yeah.
And that was it. That first campaign that I did for that client, without even knowing anything about marketing, we made $3 million in gross sales.
Wow.
And then the light bulb went on in my head, and I was like, this is pretty cool. It's like, I should do this for a living.
Yeah.
And so that's how the whole ad agency thing started.
Yeah. And recently we've had conversations, I love that you very honestly share your journey, your fails and your wins and your successes. Mm. And I truly believe that we actually learn a lot more out of our failures than what we do out of our successes,
yeah,
because
absolutely,
they cause us to self-reflect a lot more, and they cause us to find the answers. If that guy had done the website for you back then and not put you in a position where you had to kind of find the answer yourself, who knows if you'd still be here right now.
Yeah.
But one thing you shared with me a while ago is that, you know, for the first 8 years of business, you didn't actually make any money.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, what was behind not making money? Like, what was happening with the profit? Was it that you were reinvesting it? Was it that you were making a lot of mistakes and learning from that? But obviously, you know, things have changed dramatically to where you guys are now.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing some really big deals, doing some really big numbers. You've mm-hmm. got, you know, part of your business over in the States as well. Like, what was the factor behind that first 8 years? And the reason I ask you this is because I think a lot of people out there in business have an unrealistic expectation. It's like they go into business, if they don't make money the first month or the first 6 months of the first year, it's like, that business is not for me.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm going to leave it. But anyone that I know that's doing really well or that's creating a lot of success in business has got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years behind them. And they've been in the trenches, they've gone through that, and that's what's created that sustainability. That's what's created that, I don't want to use the word hustle, but that drive.
Yeah.
That no matter what comes up, they're just going to push through. So what was it for you in those first 8 years?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that's good. That just brings up a lot of, ideas. I mean, definitely, I think that a lot of people do have unrealistic expectations. And for me, it was just a case of just pressing on.
Mm.
And that's all it is. And if you don't have that, or if you don't learn that skill, or that whatever it is, mindset, whatever you want to call it, mm. if you don't have that, then you're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm coaching someone and they're like, oh, I just got a $30,000 tax bill I wasn't expecting and I don't have enough money to pay for it. What do I do? And I'm like, well, you know, and they're like, you know, I've been emotional all week and I've been crying. And it's like, well, when you have a company that's 100 times bigger, like, you're going to get a $3 million tax bill. How are you going to handle that?
Mm.
So emotionally, you need to be able to deal with that starting from day one.
Yeah.
And learn how to be more resilient.
Yeah.
Because if your problems are going to get bigger, but you're going to be able to handle them a lot better.
Yeah.
If you learn how to do that from day one, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's where you develop that that innate strength as well, because if you're in business just to make a few bucks and 6 months down the track you don't make any money and you just hop out because it all got a bit too hard, like, you probably weren't meant to be in business in the first place, right? Because there's a lot more to business than just making money, you know. And I honestly believe, though, true, this comes back a little bit to your vision and your mission and your values and what you guys stand for. Like, I know for you guys, you know, one of your values is really around giving abundantly, and I can certainly speak from my own experience that that's something that you guys, like, absolutely do every day of your life. Like, anytime I've got a question to you, you don't hold back on the answers. And probably one thing I like the most is, you know, to come to you with an idea and it's like, hey, you know, I've been thinking this, and you're like, yeah, you should just do that. Like, it's just, there's no resistance in that. There's no, like, oh, yeah, but. Mm. And I think that we overcomplicate things too much in business. But, you know, what is the advice that you give people out there that are maybe doing it tough in business right now or doing it tough in life? Because, you know, as I said, I honestly believe that adversity, like, you know, greatest adversity comes our greatest success.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do you think is one piece of advice to give someone out there, and maybe even a quick story around, you know, an adversity or a challenge that you've, you know, been up against recently that you've been able to overcome and what you've learned through that?
Sure thing. Well, I mean, I think that there's, number one, you've got to have expectations that are realistic. And, you know, I would challenge anybody to tell me something that's successful that can be done in less than 10 years.
Mm.
You know, if you've read Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography, he says it took him 10 years to become a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
You know, like, that didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And it's like any success story in anything, sport, business, life, music, whatever it is, it took them 10 years or more to get where they, you know, where they are now.
Well, that's mastery, right? They say minimum 10,000 hours.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly right. So that's definitely number one. Number two is, you know, you need to make sure you're around the right people.
Yeah.
For me, when I first started, I didn't have that benefit or luxury of knowing enough people to be around and to learn from, you know, people, successful people who knew what they were doing, were ethical, and, you know, all the people that I want to be around.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. And obviously now the mastermind, we have that.
Mm.
We have people around us. You have a problem with email marketing, you have a problem with Facebook ads, you know, cash flow, doesn't, you name it. You can literally pick up the phone or just jump in one of the Facebook groups and say, hey, having this challenge, what do I do? You'll get a qualified answer.
Mm.
You won't get textbook responses or theories. Oh, I think you should do this. You'll never see those words in the mastermind, because everyone in the mastermind is successful in their own right. And so you get actually qualified answers from me and from everyone in the group.
Yeah.
So try to find a tribe of people that are successful that you can learn from.
Mm.
Go back and read the greats. You know, Jay Abraham, Robert Collier, Gary Halbert. Go back to those guys that were doing it all before the whole, you know, internet marketing, you know, hyperbole, you know, how to make six figures in 2 days type rubbish that you see all over the internet.
Yeah.
Go back to the guys who actually were authentic and real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and learn from them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe just before we finish up, I really, really appreciate your time, is what's some recent adversity or challenge or something that you personally or maybe your business has gone through that you've managed to overcome?
Yeah.
And what was the kind of lessons in that? Because the other thing I noticed too with a lot of people we work with is people see things as a challenge or people see things as adversity, but they're often a beautiful opportunity for us to learn some area. And like you mentioned before around your business, like if you can't learn to deal with a $30,000 tax bill now, how are you going to deal with a $3 million tax bill?
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that energetically, that the life or the experience we're having with our relationships and our business are a direct representation of the life that we can create for ourselves.
Yeah.
If we can't deal with a $3,000 tax bill, we can't own a $3 million company.
That's it.
Because we haven't yet developed the emotional intelligence and the understanding, the knowledge to have that kind of a problem.
Yeah.
So what's a problem that you've recently overcome, and what did that teach you? What did you learn out of it?
Yeah, I mean, that goes back down to my biggest challenge. When me and my wife, I got married very young, when I was 23 actually. And so when we were going through growing the IT business, there was a time where I hit real rock bottom to a point where I could have easily gone bankrupt.
Mm.
But I decided, I went home defeated one day. The next morning I woke up and said, no, I'm gonna fight through this. And so I did two things. I wrote down a list of 10 ideas that I could do to get myself out of the hole. I had no money. We couldn't even afford to pay for groceries half the time. Right. We would go to the checkout at the grocery store, try to swipe the card, decline, put half the groceries back, try again. And then we did that. That was pretty tough.
Yeah.
And it was just hard emotionally. I didn't sleep well, yeah, obviously, because I was just under so much pressure. And the other thing I did was, I wrote down 10 ideas that I could do to get out of the hole.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about that in a second. The second thing I did was I called up everyone I owed money to, including the ATO and the credit card companies and all the other bills that went along with it. And I said, I don't have any money, I can't pay you, but what I can do is put you on a payment plan.
Mm.
Because that was the only option that I had.
And you took responsibility for the hole you dug.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So with the 10 ideas that I had, I think only 3 of them actually worked. The rest of them didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But those 3 things, or 3 or 4 things that I did, and just be persistence,
yeah,
was what got me out. And within 18 months of that problem we had, with the money, with the profit,
yeah,
I had, within 6 months we were profitable again, and within 18 months we paid back every single penny and cent and dollar to everyone that we owed money to,
mm,
within 18 months. And we had, it was over $300,000 in bills, wow, and debts, and some of them were at 20% interest. So,
yeah,
we managed to do that. That was, I don't regret that, because, yeah, that, I learned more through that experience than anything else prior to being in that position. So,
yeah,
I know it was painful at the time, but I learned so much. And I knew that I would never be in that position again because of what I learned.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And I was in a similar kind of position many years ago, through an experience I had where I actually went bankrupt. But what I found is the people that I made a commitment to and I followed through on that commitment, I built stronger relationships,
mm, yeah,
than the ones that I just like paid every, mm-hmm, every month, yeah, and they never heard from me.
Yeah.
Because they learned that I was a man of my word, and that even in a difficult or tough situation, I'd always follow through on that,
yeah,
word. And,
yeah,
and I think you agree with that too. Like one 100%. Big thing that I love about you and a lot of people that we do surround ourselves with now is just a high level of integrity.
Mm. Yeah,
you know that
absolutely.
You can go to them with any problem or any challenge you're having, and you know that you're going to get an honest response and an honest answer because they actually care for you.
Yeah.
And they're not here to kind of mess about. So,
yeah,
you know, from myself, huge, huge thank you
thank
for
you,
everything you brought to my life and to my business. And, really look forward to, obviously, many, many more years of growing together and prospering.
Yeah, I'm really grateful you're in the group. You bring so much value to the group. You know, you're one of the pillars in the group that, everyone, wants to be around. And, yeah, I just can't say enough good words about you, man.
Yeah, awesome.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So, guys, that was the comeback game inspired and unstoppable. You heard from the notorious Ben Simpkin. Thank you so much. Look, click a like, click a share, tag someone who you think needs to hear this message, and look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.